From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois, joining you at home as we continue to shelter in place. Today, you'll hear from our friend Wendy Thomason, who serves as Executive Director of the Peoria Ballet. She joins me from her home via Zoom. And Wendy, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you, Jen. It's great to be with you.
So the Peoria Ballet has had a really unique challenge with all of this shelter in place stuff to figure out how to make meaningful classroom experiences accessible to your students. How have you tackled that?
Well, we knew right away we had to harness technology. It was just trying to figure out what was the best way of doing that. And we have used in the past Facebook Live, we've used YouTube, but we felt like we wanted to do something more interactive. So we started using the Zoom platform. And what we love about that is that it's interactive. So our instructor can see the students can see the instructor, and they can also see each other. So not only are the kids able to have an amazing class, but the teacher can interact with them. She can give corrections, they can correct their posture, they can engage the class, because that's an important thing in a dance class. You're always reading the room and adjusting the class. Every class is unique. I mean, we have our curriculum, but the way that it's applied is based on just the response from the students. And you can tell some days in the studio when we're together that the kids are just slower, they're tired. And so you adjust the class and you adjust your teaching style to motivate them based on their response to you. So that's what we found so valuable at Zoom, is that we're still able to have that type of interaction. And so this platform allows, at the beginning of the class, the instructor can greet all the students. They can have a few minutes to interact socially. And then during the entire class, all the students can see each other. And then at the end, the teacher lets the kids have a few moments to kind of, you know, come down after the class and what they would normally do in the studio. You know, everyone kind of hangs around for a few minutes as they're exiting the studio, talks, jokes around. And so we can still have that part of the instruction that's important. And a lot of these kids are really good friends because this is so important to them. It's not just something that they do once a week for an hour,
right?
That this is an important part of an extended part of their family. And it's just so great to see all the kids' faces on the screen too, because we really miss them.
And Wendy, how does it work during this season for parents who may think their child wants to join ballet, right? The doors are still technically closed, but there's these online classes. Is there an opportunity for people to get involved for the first time?
I think so. Right now, it was just a challenge getting these going, making sure the curriculum was translated into this virtual platform. And so we haven't taken on any new students right now, which is unusual for us because we have open enrollment year round. So if we were in the studio, we would be accepting new students all the time. But I think what we're going to do as we get closer to summer and we're trying to figure out what restrictions are going to be in place, can we return to the studio? Can we return to the studio on a limited basis, or will we continue this? We're definitely going to have options so we can welcome new students. We'll have to do some kind of like an onboarding type of thing for the new students, because usually they get that when they come to the studio. So we have to do something ahead of time with them, but we're working through that so we can accept new students for the summer if we're still doing just the virtual classes or a combination in some way. So we will be able to do that also.
Wendy, as you and the artistic director look forward to a time when we start to see these restrictions begin to lift, what problem solving are you doing when it comes to the performance component of ballet?
I think the challenge with the performing arts is that we always want people to come to see it live. But I think if we can't do it live, then we'll move to the next phase of, okay, how can we record productions and let people live stream them in their homes? I think our preference would be to maybe engage smaller audiences, so have more performances of a show and just have limited size. But if even that's not possible, then we'll definitely move to the live stream option so people can still experience the arts. Our commitment as an organization is that we're still going to provide these performances. We just don't know in exactly what format that will be in. And so I think that's kind of our mantra right now, is whatever we can do, we're going to do. And we're creative people. That's what artists are. And so we're going to keep tackling these problems creatively and just figuring out what's the best way to interact with the community and what's the best way to keep these connections going.
And speaking of creativity, you've posted some really creative videos on your Facebook page. We've shared them on the Arts Partners page too, of the students dancing at home. And then you've kind of produced this mashup. And I'm wondering, to that end, have you seen some good things come out of this season that maybe you hadn't anticipated?
Definitely. I think one thing we've seen is just everyone's ability to embrace something new. I think the other thing is we can do these little things. We've been giving them, it's kind of a joke, but like homework every week. And so what you saw, that was the homework for that week, was to spell your name using your body to make the letters. And I love it because everyone interprets something differently, and to watch them do that independently, they weren't in a studio where they could see each other and feed off each other. They truly did it on their own. And I just thought it was so ingenious how everyone approached it differently and solved the problem in a different way and had their own little touch. And knowing the students as well as I do, it made me kind of chuckle to see how some of them tackled it. And it wasn't surprising how some, you could really see their personalities shining through when you know them personally. But yeah, I think it's good for people to have to embrace things and try something new. I think the other thing is that maybe this is something that we do sometimes when we're on a holiday break. So, you know, how do we interact with kids that are out of town? So when we're not open for 3 weeks after Nutcracker, this could be a really viable way of us staying connected with our kids then. It's kind of hard for us to do classes at the studio because people are busy. Even if they're in town, they have family, they have things they're doing. So maybe going forward, this is a way that we can connect with students during breaks and other times when we can't be together. So I think there's always a silver lining in everything. And I think it's also making us more grateful. I think that, you know, you talk to people and they're like, yeah, you are grateful for your human interactions that you used to take for granted.
That was Wendy Thomason of the Peoria Ballet. You can learn more about the Peoria Ballet by visiting them on Facebook or their website at peoriaballet.com. Thank you, Wendy, so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jen, for having me.
You've been listening to a special at-home edition of Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. If you know of an artist or arts group looking for relief funding options while their doors are closed, direct them to artspartners.net, where we have a special COVID-19 resource page. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Corden, and this is Out and About.